Welcome to The Fwatt Show on the Coil Entertainment Network, the Happy Hour Network, VillageConnectionRadio.com, iTunes, the Google Play Store, and everywhere else on the planet. I'm your host, Rob Steele. That's Jesus Jones in the background. And this is the show that lets you know that it's not just you. The world has actually lost its collective mind, as evidenced by New Hampshire State Representative, here's a shock, he's a Republican conservative, Josh Moore, who argued recently against women breastfeeding in public, using the argument, quote, "If it's a woman's natural inclination to pull her nipple out in public, and you support that, then you should have no problem with a man's natural inclination to stare at it and grab it. After all, it's all relative and natural, right?" No, that's you being a It is. There's not another way of putting it. It's just, look, breasts are used for feeding children. Yes, there is a secondary function that's fun, but if she's got a child attached to it, you don't get to use it. And incidentally, family values is what he's going on here. It's family values. Children should not have to see nipples unless they're using them. Hello. But family values is something that you see conservatives argue a lot, usually when it has to do with nudity. Because liberals want nude beaches and conservatives value family, so we can't have nude beaches. You know what? Have you ever been out of the country here, Josh? I have. You know what happens in other countries? They have nude beaches. And you know what is sexualized about these nude beaches? Not a damn thing. Other countries don't worry about this because they don't sexualize nudity. And if you look at it, neither do most of these liberals you're complaining about. The person sexualizing everything in this situation is you. So the people here who are the actual perverts that you're complaining about are you. Nudity is a natural thing. How can you tell? We're all born naked. We don't come out with clothes, do we? But somebody decided once upon a time, if I can see her vajayjay, and I really wish that wasn't a term, then it must mean that she wants to have sex with me, and that's not true in the slightest. So Josh, leave the nipples alone. They're being used properly. It's a shame your position as state representative isn't. There was a press conference at the White House on Thursday morning. You know what happened during this press conference? Not many people do, because the press was allowed to be there, but they weren't allowed to take notes, videotape it, or video record it, however you do it. I'm old, I'm allowed to use the term. Or make an audio recording. No recording of this meeting at all whatsoever. So the purpose of the meeting is, why tell reporters anything if they're not allowed to report on it? Do you see the point yet? Have you gotten there? Goes into another story. CNN had three veteran journalists resign this week because CNN would not run a story on Trump and Russia. Now, they say that they've tied Trump to Russia through means that are legal and his illegal tie-ins with Russia. That's right. Trump has been tied to Russia through things that he did that are illegal. I'm just trying to clarify that. However, CNN wouldn't run with it for fear of angering the orange, yeah, whatever the hell he is. And Trump, of course, is hailing this as a victory over fake news, which is a little bit ironic considering earlier this week, Time magazine asked Donald Trump to remove several pictures from his golf courses. What does this have to do with fake news? Well, the pictures that Time magazine is referring to are fake Time magazine covers featuring Donald Trump. It's not a real cover. How do we know that? Time magazine verified it. We never made a cover like that. It's not real. If it's not real, that means it's fake. Fake news. Fake news made by Donald Trump. More fake news made by Donald Trump. because we already started right at the beginning of his inauguration with lies from Donald Trump. For example, the pictures. I had the biggest inauguration speech of all time, except the pictures show that you just didn't. And the Park Service did an investigation of the pictures because they're the ones who had to do the pictures, much against their will, my suspect would be. And they said, you know what? We went through these pictures. We used several independent investigators to go through these pictures. And yeah, they're not fake. Your inauguration speech had very few people show up. Fake news created by some guy named Donald Trump, who, as many people have started to figure out, is absolutely clue-free. He could not make it on Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues! I'm so excited!
Blue wouldn't even see him. He doesn't know what he's doing. You remember that thing I mentioned last week where he made up something that he talked to the people in Iowa about and said we should make that a law, except it was already a law 20 years ago? Well, he did it again. This week, he threatened Amazon for paying taxes on things they sell over the internet. Because, you know, they need to be paying their taxes, which is something he doesn't do, by the way. Have you noticed that? I digress. Amazon, meanwhile, countered this tweet, because why have the president actually say anything in person? Yeah, they countered this by saying, "We do pay taxes, a-hole." Okay, they didn't say it exactly like that, but close enough. And you know what? They do. Although I would point this out, the closest we've come to fake news this week does come from Time Magazine again. It was real news about Harry Potter books turning 20 years old. Well, the first one anyway. I'm there with that. That is kind of news. Although I'm not entirely sure the take this quiz to find out which Harry Potter Hogwarts house you belong to belongs on the front page of TimeMagazine.com. Not exactly fake news, but come on, Time. You can do better than that. I suppose we should talk about healthcare news. You know that healthcare bill that the GOP is trying to push through to replace Obamacare? That, what is it, 17 people approve of? Oh, 17% of the 100 people, so 17 people approve of? Yeah, that one. Did you know that the current incarnation of this bill includes language that allows for Medicaid money to be used on roads, bridges, and stadiums? No, seriously, it is. Look it up. It's there somewhere. Why is that in a healthcare bill, and why are you using healthcare money? Okay, roads and bridges I can almost see, because if those are fixed, it'll reduce the number of accidents and you won't have to pay for the healthcare there with you. Stadiums? Fuck no. Doesn't count. Don't do that. It just doesn't even make sense. While we're at it, Republican Congressman Jason Chavez, who makes $174,000 a year, is now calling upon Congress to add an additional $30,000 a year to cover their housing expenses. He's one of the people trying to take health care away because they don't have the money for it, but now he wants $30,000 a year per congressman for housing. When he makes $175,000, fuck no, asshole. That doesn't happen. You make more money than three of my neighbors put together, plus me. No. 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 Whoever's, whatever state he's from, what is it, Utah? Utah, you got some explaining to do. Vote this bastard out, please. While we're at it, DHS, that's the Department of Homeland Security, for those of you who are acronymically impaired, are calling for stricter measures at airports, including increased screening for flights into the U.S. from around the world. The purpose is to deter terrorism. Let me point something out to you. The last of the terrorist attacks on American soil since 9/11, 84% of them come from U.S. residents. 95% of those are citizens. How many attacks have come from people from countries that are on this Trump ban? Zero. How many of them have come from the Syrian refugees? That would be zero. And how many of them come from Islam? Those strange Muslim people we keep hearing about? Well, yes, some do come from there, but let's make this a ratio. The attacks, religiously broken down, are Christian. 2-1 over everybody else. But if you want to turn this around a little bit and make it a good news story, because we all need good news, how about airplane turbulence? Because I mentioned airlines in this last bit, so airplanes are about to get a major upgrade for their online services. It's a new satellite system called 2KU that is supposedly going to allow pilots to receive real-time weather forecasts, so they'll be able to avoid turbulence much better. It worries me a little bit that they don't have access to real-time weather now. I thought they did. Are you planning a flight this week? Might want to check and see if your pilot has the weather channel and can get it live. I'm just saying. This portion of the programming is brought to you by United Airlines. United Airlines. If we don't throw you out of the plane, maybe the turbulence will. Now, I'll admit, I'm not a big fan of religion. More on that next week. But I don't necessarily mean that you have to go out and do some sort of destructive thing to get rid of religious monuments. However, if you're going to, I suppose this guy in Arkansas did it the right way. In Little Rock, they erected a monument to the Ten Commandments. Big stone plaque. It was there for about 24 hours before a man yelling,
"Freedom!"
Oh, did I mention he recorded it? Yeah, that's him. That's what he was yelling as he drove his car through it. Now, is that a good idea in the sense that he got rid of the monument? Sure. But you know what? Seriously, don't do that. It's funny as hell, but don't do that. But do you want other news from Oklahoma? How about a student who calls herself on Facebook Rose Lynn? And I'll use that name because she's a minor and I'm not going to push. She's from Lawton, Oklahoma. And she developed early, as her parents have put it. And she was sent home recently because she was wearing clothes that the school said were too revealing, in that it showed that she had curves and wasn't a surfboard or a bowling ball or whatever. She was curved like a woman. So they sent her home saying, "Your shirt is too short. It doesn't cover your crotch. You're going to distract the boys who are going to be staring at you." Well, she responded by coming back the next day with an enormous oversized t-shirt that on the front says, "If it doesn't cover your crotch," and on the back says, "You'll distract the boys." I like this kid. Good kid. And you know what? I think that's probably going to cause a bigger distraction than they had intended in the first place. And you know what? Quit body shaming people, regardless of what kind of body they have. Fairly irrelevant news. How about Chris Miller and Phil Lord? They were fired for not doing the Han Solo movie the way people wanted to. You're going to hear more about this on Cinema Savants on Sunday. Yeah, that's a plug for another show I do. The reason they were fired is because they had turned the Han Solo movie basically into a space version of Ace Ventura. People were not happy. Thus, Ron Howard was hired to take over the movie. Good news? I think it was. Other irrelevant news? There's a photographer named Olivia Locker who is traveling around the states breaking those ridiculous laws. You remember those weird laws of the week that I would mention at the end of the show? I don't know, back in the early days, back when it was still in the, 50s and the hundreds and stuff. Yeah, 200 shows ago. She's filming people breaking these laws, such as Alabama's, "It is illegal to have an ice cream cone in your back pocket." So she's taking a picture of someone with an ice cream cone in their back pocket. Or Ohio's law, where it's illegal to disrobe in front of a man's portrait. You know what? I like this person. Olivia, if you want to come on the show, let me know. This was cool. In tech news this week, let's go to the automotive world, because this is actually kind of cool and useless at the same time. The Bugatti Veyron was widely recognized as the fastest production car on the planet, but it has now been passed by the Bugatti Chiron, which frankly looks almost exactly like the same car to me, except the Chiron has been limited electronically to 261 miles an hour as the top speed. Yeah, you're never going to get the chance to go that high anyway. But the reason it's electronically limited to 261 is because no one makes a tire that can withstand the stress of the alleged 310 miles an hour this car is capable of. Stay tuned, they may break it someday, and who knows, it may be on the show. Or, if you think that things like this might just be a bit excessive, drop me a note. Contact me, let's say through email, rob@thefwatshow.com, or go to the website, thefwatshow.com, and hit the buttons for Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow me on both, or even subscribe to the show on iTunes or through the Google Play Store. I think there's buttons there, too. And while you're there, don't forget to visit the Fwat Shop, where you can get a Fwat Show hat, or a shirt, or a coffee mug, because they support the show, and support is good. I could use support, especially with my arches, but that probably is going to have to come from the F7 shoe. And if you don't know what that is, tune in to Cinema Savants on Sunday. It'll make more sense then. In the meantime, I'm going to end with more tech news, only this time it's going backwards. Japan is issuing Super Mario Brothers stamps. That's right. These are little stickers that you can take off this sheet showing Mario or Luigi or Princess Peach, and you can put them on an envelope and mail things to people. The concept is to get more people interested in using the mail system. You know, I like stamps when they do things like this. I think it's kind of interesting, but I only have to buy one stamp a year for this one weird bill that I get annually, and it refuses to use electronic media. So, Mario stamps. You know what? Go ahead, knock yourself out. In the meantime, have a good week, everyone. Enjoy your July 4th holiday, but be safe because it is getting even weirder out there.